I'm Joe Kahn. I'm a professor at Mills College in the School of Education, and I chair the MacArthur Research on Youth and Participatory Politics.
Great. So do you think you could tell me a little bit about your study or what prompted you to conduct it?
Sure. So this study grows out of an initiative of the MacArthur Foundation Research Network on Youth and Participatory Politics. And in that research network, there are a group of scholars who are spending several years trying to understand the ways in which young people engage politically, often online, through a set of practices we call participatory politics. We think that set of practices is relatively new, or at least is changing a lot because of the kinds of new media that youth are engaged with and participating with. And so we think it's pretty important that we try to measure the degree to which young people are doing different kinds of things and the relationship between those practices and other forms of civic and political life.
How do youth participate in politics digitally? I mean, I read about it in your study, but what are your findings about how digital media practices among youth of color impact their political engagement? And if you could just tell me a little bit about how you feel like youth engage.
Sure. Young people engage civically and politically, obviously, in a wide range of ways. And most of that engagement still, or a lot of that engagement, still occurs offline. So a lot of civic engagement is through things like volunteering or working on political campaigns. But increasingly what we're seeing is that young people are finding ways to amplify their voice and express their perspectives, often engaging with digital media. They might produce at the high end, do things like produce blogs or work in other ways, create media that presents their perspective on issues. But they might also participate and in fact more commonly participate through circulating media. So they might read something that they find interesting and forward it on with a few comments to their network. They might post something on Facebook. They might circulate a cartoon, things like that.
I think this was a little bit of a two-part question, but do you think you could speak about how youth of color impact?
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. I mean, I think one of the things that has been true in general in society has been often that when you come to new technologies and other things like that, young people or young people of color might be excluded or less commonly engage with those things because they're expensive or because they, you know, haven't been widely disseminated yet. What we're finding with new media is quite the opposite. We're finding that young people of color are often as commonly or at times even more commonly participating with these practices and using these media to participate. So, for example, African American youth are actually the most likely to engage in online forms of participatory politics among the different groups that we looked at. Although I should say Latinos are at the low end of youth in terms of participating online for many of the measures that we asked about. And so that's obviously one of the implications for policy and for programs is to figure out how to boost that engagement.
What's your sense of how candidates might progress in how they digitally engage with youth in this upcoming election?
So that's a good question. I should say it isn't one that was at the center of our particular study, but I think one of the things that we're finding out is that many young people really respond well when they're not just being asked to do something in support of a candidate, but are asked what they think or are given opportunities to circulate their perspectives throughout their networks. So I think that it's likely that if people want to actually actively engage young people, that they're going to have to create platforms and mechanisms or ways for these young people both to produce and to circulate content that reflects their opinions and priorities. Now, of course, that means that the elites or the political parties and campaigns that try to shape, you know, the election and the message coming out are going to have to accept greater flexibility and be more open to giving space for young people to express their views. I think if they don't provide that space, you're likely to see less of a deep engagement on the part of young people.
How do you feel that participatory politics help youth influence the outcome of the election?
Well, I think this is actually one of the real questions is, will it help youth influence the outcome of the election? In many past elections, political campaigns have ignored youth. Youth turnout tends to be far below that of older citizens, folks, and in particular, youth, individuals of higher incomes and higher education tend to vote at much higher rates, and that's led a lot of political parties to focus much more heavily on those who are likely to vote and to ignore youth. More recently, we saw a big increase in really voting across the board, but a particularly large increase in the 2008 election among youth of color. In addition, there was a very big increase in the partisan split, if you will, of how young people voted. So in prior elections, prior to 2008, relatively equal numbers voting for the Democrat and the Republican candidate. In the 2008 election, you saw a big shift where the preponderance of young people voted for Obama and not for John McCain. That makes youth a key demographic group for the Democrats if they can maintain the turnout levels. Therefore, they're going to need to focus on mobilizing young people. But how campaigns actually act is always a question. And whether or not, in particular, they're interested in the perspectives of young people and in giving them space to voice those perspectives is again a challenge, I think, for many campaigns which are used to trying to really control the message.
What is your most interesting finding with this study?
Well, I think there are a couple. So one of them, which I think we've touched on a little bit, is really highlighting the need to rethink the digital divide. I think frequently people assume that young people and young people of color are going to be disengaged or much less likely to be engaged in many of the forms of participation that we care about. They might think, well, these young people play video games, but they aren't likely to blog or to circulate political commentary. And in fact, what we find is young people of color are quite heavily involved in those ways, and that if we really want to understand the potential of the digital media for mobilizing and activating and providing voice for young people, and especially for young people of color, we see that their high rates of participation really do give us an opportunity that we ought to tap. So I think that's one big finding. Another finding that we haven't talked about so much concerns sort of questions of credibility and media literacy. There's a lot that's been made of just, how much information is out there on the web, but also how much misinformation is out there on the web. And it's not always easy for young people or for adults to tell what to trust and what to believe. When we asked young people whether they thought they and their friends would benefit from more support in figuring out who to trust and what's credible online, 84% said yes, they would like more of that. Well, it's not common for young people to say, or frankly for adults to say, I need help with my judgment here of what to trust and what to believe. So the fact that 84% were saying they did really is a signal that educators need to figure out how to respond.